When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. Right, so this is crazy. Let me give you some context on this. So the Premier League have just launched their own official FPL card game. So these are available worldwide now. So head down to your local shops and ask for the official FPL card game. The Premier League have sent me three packs. So we're going to do an exclusive opening here and see what we get in these. They've sent like a sample card and this looks absolutely unreal. I can't wait to open these just to see what we get. So this one's like a double game week card. So we're going to open these. If anyone's already got cards and wants to trade, let me know what you've got. Definitely up for trading. I mean, we've seen like the Premier League expand the franchise. They've launched the FPL Challenge, so I guess they're going all in on this. So we're going to open some of these packs and let's see what we get in these. Can't wait for this. So we'll start with this one. They're really nicely sealed, by the way. I like the packs. So let's see what we got here. So we'll start with, I guess we'll do it this way round, right? And then we'll turn them back to front and see what we get in these. So here's the first one. And we've got 8-point hit. So minus 8 hit. So red arrow, minus 30 points for that one. Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to write these down because let's just keep track of what we've got here. So we've got minus 8 hit. That's the first one. Card number two, here we go. Oh, it's a golden one. Hang on, so what does a gold corner mean? So this one's got a golden, but season over. Alright, so this one, oh, I've heard about this one. So if you play this card, the game immediately ends. So really powerful card. I guess that's why it's got the gold ball. I didn't even notice that. So some of these are like gold framed. Okay, so that's two. Injured, so we've got a Haaland card here. It's kind of shiny. Is it picking up on the camera? They're really nice. They kind of look like Pokemon cards. So this one's injured. 25% chance of playing, 50% chance of playing. That's nice. All right. Oh, we've got another gold one. Okay, so I don't know if you get two per pack or how this works. Let's see what we got. Bench boost. Okay, that's a nice card. So that's for 20 points. So we've got a nice graphic here, 100 points on the bench boost. Really nice. So I've noticed some of these have got green arrows up here and some have got red. I don't know 100% what the differentiation there is, but that's nice. We'll put that on the pile. I've not been writing them down. Bloody hell, I'm all over the place. So what do we get? We've got minus 8 hit. We've got injured. We've got season over. If you'd like me to do more of these pack openings, let me know, because I might start collecting these. And obviously, if anyone wants a game, I can bring them to one of the FPL meetups and play a game in person. Bench boost and double game week. My handwriting's pretty shocking here. So we've got two left in the first pack. Let's see what we get. Oh, red arrow. I was hoping for a green arrow, but we've got a red arrow. That's a bit annoying. So minus 20. I said triple captain on Mane as well. So there's some nice nods to some moments in FPL history here. Like, we've got the Bednarek triple captain, which is a pretty infamous game week. We've got the triple captain. This is annoying. I was one of those that triple captained Mane all those years ago. So that's, I don't know if I'll use that one. And we've got one more. Oh, it looks like a misprint here. Can you see that? I guess this is like the first version. Maybe these are like early access. Oh, content creator. Okay. So we've got a Harry on this one. We've got a Harry card. So I guess you can collect the content creators you like. And, you know, if there's any content creators you don't like, just chuck them in the bin. So that's the first pack. Let me write down those last two. So we've got content creator. And what was the other one? Red arrow. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, actually. I hoped for a green arrow, but that's never mind. So we've got two more packs here. Let's get into these. So here we go. This is exciting. If anyone else, as I say, if anyone's got cards to trade, let me know, because I'd love to trade some cards. But let's see what we've got in here. So here's the first one. Get my hands a bit dirty now. So that was pack one done. going to use my Premier League mug there just to hold that down. Here we go, pack two. So we've got Centurion. So if you get 100 points, so that does 10 damage. Not bad. Centurion. Here we go. Number two is... Let me just organize these into a nice pile. Oh, we've got AFCON. Okay. So this card, if you play this against your opponent, if they've got Salah, or obviously anyone who's called up to AFCON, then that negates their points. So that's quite a nice card, because obviously you immediately think of Salah when it comes to AFCON, but there's lots of players that could be used on as well. So let's put that down, AFCON. Pep Roulette on. So we've got a zero from Pep Roulette on. I think this is really used if your opponent has a City card. So, for example, if they play triple captain Haaland, you can use Pep Roulette and that wipes their points to zero. So that's quite a powerful card. So that's a good one. Put that down. Pep Roulette. Oh, we've got a gold border here. Do you call it gold trim? Gold frame? Not sure what the name for these are. Here we go, let's see what we got. Oh, we've got FPL Champion. That's definitely going in a sleeve. That's really nice. FPL Champion. Oh, they've actually got Ali Jahangir off there. So he won it in the 22-23 season. So that's really nice. So that's a gold. Oh, another misprint. Can you see that? That's a bit disappointing. I don't know if this is because I've got my hands on some early packs here, but... yeah, a couple of misprints. Maybe that means it's worth more. I don't know. So we've got FPL Champion there. That's another gold one. So we'll put that down there. We've got two left in this pack, and then we've got one final pack. And if you're enjoying this content and the pack openings, then make sure you leave a comment and obviously drop the video a like. Make sure you subscribe. We've got another gold frame, so we'll do that last. So the next card is out of position. So we've got Lundstrom here. Really nice. We've got the Lundstrom card. Lord Lundstrom, as we know him. So we've got clean sheet 10. So the scoring system seems to work differently because we've got 10 points for a clean sheet there. We've got 5 for an assist. But yeah, what a legend Lundstrom was. That's nice. Yeah, there's a bit of a... FPL nostalgia here, I would say. So that's great. Let's write that down. And we've got a gold one to finish on. Lundstrom. And the last card is... Oh my god. That's going in a sleeve. We've got Cult Hero. So they've got Michu here. Did anyone... If you played FPL when Michu was around, let us know in the comments. If you didn't, Michu was an absolute cult hero. He was, I think, yeah, 6.5 mil. And he went on to score like 18 goals. So he got about 190 points. Playing out of position midfielder as a striker for Swansea. I think that was my first FPL season, you know. I was back at uni, so I've got really fond memories of that one. And then let's open the last card here and see what we get. So we've got the last pack here. I'll try not to show the back end to the camera. So this is the last pack. Let's see what we get here. Oh, this is great. I like this. So first... Oh, we've got a gold at the back again. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that is. But let's start with the front. So we've got Mohamed Salah, the king of FPL. That's really nice. So I've got the AFCON card here somewhere. So so yeah, this is a great card to play if your opponent plays king of FPL. I'll put that down. Salah, really nice. Next card, Ben Krellin. Okay, so we've got double game week, we've got blank game week. So yeah, this is a really powerful card because you can stack this with, you know, something like Salah here. So instead of 35, you get the plus 25, so that's 60 damage with those two combined. That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely going in a sleeve. Ben Krellin. We've got a few more. Let's see what we got. We've got double game week disaster. So we've got Dennis, minus 3 triple captain. Unbelievable. You know what? The first FPL meetup I ever went to was that double game week. And yeah, everyone's hopes were up. It was a double game week. And yeah, there was a lot of Dennis triple captains in the room that night. We've got another misprint here. I'll have to send him an email about that. Or maybe not. It's only an FPL card game. This is cool though, isn't it? This is really cool. So we've got four more. Let's see what we got. We've got bench hauls. So we've got Alvarez with 18 points on the bench. Is there a bench boost card? I don't remember if we opened one of those. I don't think I've been writing all these down either. If there's a bench boost card, I'm sure they mentioned it. They sent like a nice welcome pack just saying this is how it works and these are the sort of cards you've got. Let me know if I've missed the bench boost card, but I don't remember seeing that. Oh, is that it there? Yeah, there it is. So that was one of the first cards we got. Yeah, I remember now. So we had the bench boost. So that's really nice because you can stack that. And Alvarez is 18 turns positive there. So you'd actually get 38 from that one. That's really nice. Powerful card, that one. Next card is... we've got a green arrow. There we go. So that's if your opponent plays red arrow, you can play green arrow against that. And basically turn the game week on its head, so to speak. So we've got a top 10k rank there. Finland, interestingly. I wonder if there's any reason why they picked that. Perhaps the guys that made it were Finnish. Next card, we've got two more. Disallowed. Oh, so we've got the March goal. Look, 2 points here. Disallowed. So this card's, if your opponent plays March, you instantly play this, and it's really effective against those kind of goals. You can wipe out points from March and those sorts of players. I mean, there's other ones I'm forgetting, but really powerful card. And we've got one more here. So here's the final card, and it is it's triple captain, so we've got huge score 40. So that's really nice as well. So that does 40 damage. I'm not sure if there's any. Yeah, so if you stack something like triple captain with cult hero, you could seriously do massive damage to your opponent there, potentially end their game. So that's the new FPL card game. If you liked the video, then let me know in the comments. As I say, if anyone's got any cards they want to trade, then let me know and I'll happily trade some of these. As I say, these are available worldwide. It's just launched and they're available, I think, globally. So head down to your local stores and just ask for the official FPL card game or Fantasy Premier League, and let me know in the comments what you guys pack. Thanks for watching. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.